aboard. It's the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard into Tuesday night, the 18th of September, 2007. This program tonight is going to be kind of a carryover from my afternoon program today, where we were kind of asking the question this afternoon, is this worth doing? And is this country savable? And we'll go into the who's it's and what's it's here after the break. But tonight I'm looking for solutions. How do we get this country back? What do we do? How do we go about this? And I think that's a question that we need to sit down and have a discussion about and figure it out. And so I'm going to open up the telephone lines tonight at 800-313-9443. And I would love to hear your solutions. And or maybe your questions. And let's talk this out and figure out what we can do to take this country back. You know, there's a young guy who was tasered at a University of Florida event where John Kerry was the speaker. This kid was tasered for asking questions. Matt Lapasik of We Are Change was arrested for asking questions. Ed and Elaine Brown are facing death for asking questions. We're in a society today that literally will just sit and watch as the country goes to hell in a handbasket. And the questions that I have are, how do we fix it? How do we change the tide? And I think it's a question we need to sit down and have a frank, thorough discussion about and figure out what we're going to do. I mean, I've got kids, I've got grandkids, and I want to see them have a decent future. I don't want them to live in abject poverty like a third world country, which is where we're headed. We spent probably $500 in this last week getting emergency supplies together and working on that. Went out and spent another $200 today. I know that. And because we see the signs, folks, that things are going from bad to worse, and we're getting ourselves ready. I mean, and not just from the standpoint of you being able to just hold on or drive out. We're actually looking at the standpoint of having to walk out. And you're putting this together and you look at all this and you're thinking, why in the world are we having to make these plans when we should find a way to take this country back? Why are we always reacting instead of acting? Serious questions we need to answer tonight. I hope you will join me in the conversation at 800-313-9443. The number is 800-313-9443. Or you can join the chat room at the website, www.midnightridershow.com. That's midnightridershow.com. Back around the corner in just a couple of minutes here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Kind of give you a little background thinking about this today. This was during my afternoon program, and I played a couple of audio cuts today, and actually three of them that kind of just kind of set me off. And I've been thinking about this all night long, and I actually was trying to get a guest on for tonight, and I'm glad that fell through because I want to do this program. And we've got Dan and Malcolm, Dan in Texas and Malcolm in Illinois. Hold on, if you'll hold for just a minute, guys, I'll get to your calls. And anybody else who wants to join us. I saw the clip again today of this kid getting tased at this John Kerry event for asking a question. And the thing that really got to me was the fact that the people in the crowd sat and did nothing, except for a few women who hollered and screamed at the cops to stop. John Kerry on the stage making jokes. When he could have gotten off the stage, walked back there and said, "Guys, that's enough. Let him go and let him ask his questions." But instead, the bulk of the crowd just sits there as this man's constitutional right to free speech is wrenched away from him, and they're carrying him out the back for no damn good reason. and they get him on the floor and they start wrestling with him. There's about 10 of these guys there, and they can't control him, so they have to taser him. When he just says, look, guys, let me up. I'll walk out the door. And he begs them not to taser him. And what do? They do it anyway. And the people in the crowd do absolutely nothing.
Well, Mike, have you stopped to think that maybe some of them just might have seen the video from the other day where the guy went to go in the courtroom or wherever he went and he had that sticker on and they cuffed him and stuffed him?
But what does it matter? What they did was wrong.
I understand.
I mean, when are we as Americans going to stand up and say, look, this stuff is wrong. It stops here. I don't care if you're wearing a badge. What you're doing is wrong.
I understand. And you understand.
Yes.
And we have actually done that. We have filed charges on cops before.
Right.
But not very many people do.
Right.
I understand. Not many people do. And that's the thing. Just 3 days before, you had the guy, what was he, trying to get in a courtroom?
Yeah, he was wanted to go into a congressional hearing with General Petraeus. He stood in line
like
everybody else, just happened to have a button on his jacket that said, I love the people of Iraq. Oh, you can't go in there, so we're going to knock you to the ground because we don't like you. We're going to break your ankle in the process.
And everybody that opposed that,
they got hauled off to jail.
Got hauled off, too.
But the thing is, it's one or two people that oppose it. When you have a whole room get up and say, hey, that's enough. You get out of here now.
That's true.
That's another story.
That's true.
That's what should be done.
And one can make a little bit of damage. I mean, we've done things here through the court system that it took a long time.
Right.
But we managed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the second thing in this is Ron Paul, is that this American Family Values presidential debate. And as he's talking about sound money policy and doing things the common sense way via the Constitution, he is being booed. Unbelievable. And then I saw a video clip of a man named Terry Melton, who's a videographer. Had been up at Edna Lynn Brown's house and was shooting a documentary. And he stays the night at Danny Riley's house, and the next morning he wakes up, Danny Riley's gone. Out working, and it's just this Terry Melton and his dad. You've got the cops come rolling up. What do? Is they take him in. They take him to the marshals. The marshals basically tell him if he says anything about his experience there,
or gets on the internet,
or does anything, makes a video, releases his video, whatever,
yeah,
they will come and up his rear end for the rest of his life. Even if it takes 15 years to do it. Now look, we're at a point in time, folks, where it's time to poop or it's time to get off the pot. And yeah, I'm lit up and it's late at night, so if your woman is or your man's sitting there asleep, stuff a pillow on them or something so they don't hear. That'll turn it up real loud and let them hear it. But that's what got me lit up today. And it's time we start coming up with some solutions. Dan in Texas, you're first up. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. Hello, Dan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing tonight?
Okay, yeah, I enjoy your enthusiasm. I'm glad somebody's enthusiastic. You mentioned what's the solution to save our country. I was listening to one of your competitors' talk shows. Apologize for that. Anyway,
no problem.
A competitor, but a patriot. And it was a group of constitutional lawyers talking that love the Constitution. Not that they have to beat it to death like all the rest of them scum are. And they said the solution is incredibly right there in front of us. It's not violent. Our founding fathers, being full of God's wisdom, as I do think they truly were, which is evidence of what I'm fixing to tell you, what these guys were talking about. If you look at the First Amendment of the Constitution, which is the reason all the guys refused to sign it until they had this Bill of Rights added to it, you know? And
right.
I think your listeners don't know this. In the First Amendment, the very first thing is the right to petition the government. And what these lawyers were talking about, the constitutional lawyers were talking about, that's because they actually expected someday that the forces of evil and the forces of dictatorship and greed would sneak in and take over the Supreme Court the Senate, the House of Representatives, and the White House, as they've obviously done today. And the solution is there in the First Amendment, is the right to petition the government. And these guys were saying all you got to do is circulate a movement to get enough people to sign a petition, and we take the country back. And that's what it's for, the right to petition the government. You know, a referendum, and the thugs that have been destroying our country have carefully rigged up each state and county and city and what have you so that that can't be done. But if you do it through the federal constitution, you override all those punks that have, you know, destroyed our way of life, basically, because it's federal, not local, not state, not county. And then, so, my son, who was murdered last year, shot to death, right. He started a website, which I'm keeping going. It's www.closetheborder.now.com. And it's a piece of junk because I'm not a website designer. He had graduated from college magna cum laude. He really was a genius. I'm not bragging. I'm not a genius. I barely went through high school. But he was actually shot down, possibly because of his website, possibly because he was trying to be a microbiologist. And all the microbiologists in the world have been knocked off.
Yeah, I know.
He was actually involved in medical, so, you know, he only had his bachelor's degree. He was going into the more thorough education, but he got killed, shot to death. And, yeah, I know, it's incredible. All the microbiologists have been knocked off all the world. And I got to be in some conversation with some microbiology professors, PhDs, and then at the University of Houston, where we are, and they were not friendly to him. I mean, it was really a very belligerent, even parked his car at a meeting, and they gave him a ticket. I did everything he could just to bug him and make him want to give up being a microbiologist and sort of murder, which they apparently did. And who knows who did it, but, you know, it was a murder, too, because his body did not have any residue of a gunpowder. And, wow. I hired a private investigator. It was not suicide, it was murder, because there was no residue of gun. And the FBI said they went by. I hired a private investigator to even find out more. And they said that if you shoot yourself with any kind of a weapon whatsoever, there'll be residue of gun gases on you, unless you're in a gale hurricane storm of tens of thousands of miles an hour, which has never happened since man has been on the planet Earth. And so he really was murdered. And then, but I'm keeping the website going. I mean, not just his memory, but because apparently it's very real, but I don't think.
Right.
And I would say, too, that I am a veteran, a very proud veteran. I fell off a ladder on aircraft carrier, so I am a disabled veteran falling off a ladder. It's kind of a joke, but it's the truth. I feel kind of ashamed going to the guy's arms and legs missing, but, you know, I'm there, too.
Right.
And then, it was a little funny thing, but it's true. Anyway,
So, Dan, let me ask you this. Have any of these constitutional attorneys started any of these petitions, or are they just talking about it?
They just talk, of course. They're all, you know, they went to suits and educated bureaucrats and rich kids. They don't know how to do anything. Only just blab, blab, blab. But anyway, I did. My son did. And so, yeah, not that I know of. They haven't done anything that I know of. I didn't know. I guess our closetheborder.now.com is the only thing out there, apparently.
Yeah.
I know Bill O'Reilly, the two-bit backstabbing skunk, he had a website for a while, but it's a joke. He just advertised it, make himself look good. You can't even find it on his damn website, like hidden back in a pile of manure or something to find.
Well, they want you to pay $5.95 a month for the good stuff.
Yeah,
that's how that works with Bill O'Reilly.
But as far as being violent, I mean, that's horrible. They want us to do that. They're dying to do it. I mean,
they're dying for us to do that. They want us to do that. That's why we have to sit down and have some real conversations and come up with some real solutions to where we can do something they don't expect us to do.
Yeah, be peaceful to win is one thing they don't expect us to do.
Exactly. Dan, I appreciate the call. Thanks for your participation in the program tonight. So constitutional attorneys say that we can file petitions, but yet none of these petitions have been filed. Because the constitutional attorneys are just talking. That's what I'm talking about here, folks. Is everybody just sitting around? Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you file this writ and that writ? And the problem is all these people who start filing this writ and that writ end up in jail, and you're $29.95 richer. Back in just a minute with more 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Malcolm, we haven't forgot you. We'll get you on the other side of the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, let's go straight back to the phone to a patiently waiting Malcolm in Illinois. Welcome to the program, sir. How are you this evening?
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is what I wanted to talk about. It's ironic that the caller before you brought up constitutional lawyers, because what I want to say is what we have to do is we have to learn parts of the Constitution that deals with our complaints and master the knowledge of the Constitution and then take our concerns into court. That's what we have to do to get this country back. We have to be constitutionalists like Ron Paul is, and that's how we're going to do it. And I'm speaking to you from my own personal experience. This is what I have done. And I won't go into a long story, but I had to take two police officers in Chicago to court for violating my rights and, you know, taking my vehicle without search and seizure. And trying to find lawyers that I couldn't afford and trying to find law attorneys that just would not take this case for whatever reason, I just hit the library, hit them books, took my time, learned the parts of the Constitution that was affecting my complaint, and I took it into court and got it into appellate court and got the decision turned in my favor, and pushed it even further. The city wanted a settlement with me. Well, I pushed it even further and demanded that something be done for those officers. Well, in time, I got my car back. I got a little cash with it. And both of the officers, one of them was fired and the other one was suspended. And I did this on myself. I never went to law school. I never went to any kind of legal school at all. I just learned, just took the time. I was determined to do what was right and stand for my constitutional rights. Now, that is what we need to do. We need to stop being afraid of learning the law and stop being so dependent on waiting for a lawyer, someone smarter than us, to represent us in court, even though that's the way practice we do it, and it does work at times, but it's simply, they kind of, I mean, I don't know, the elite kind of got a control over our legal system, and we can't even depend on a lot of our lawyers to defend
us. You know,
us.
But Malcolm, you raised two huge points in this. One is the aspect of fear, of being afraid to take these people on, and second is waiting around for somebody to come do it for you, like we're waiting on a leader or the second coming or something, for somebody to show up who's got all the answers and we're ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you realize that Martin Luther King and Ralph Abernathy was his boy partner? Mm-hmm. They were both lawyers. That's something that is never talked about.
Now, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Martin Luther King was a lawyer. He just didn't practice for money. I mean, when he went to those marches, it just wasn't about him marching. He actually had a court case going on in that town concerning the problem that they were facing. And the reason he done the marches was to bring attention to what was going on in court. Now, contrary to the phony civil rights leaders, the phony one doesn't know any law or anything like that. They're just doing it for publicity. But no, that man was a lawyer. And so Malcolm X had also lawyer skills. So I bring them up to show you that they knew the Constitution. They right. learned the law, and that's how they were so effective. And that's what we have to do. We have to learn the law and learn to master it.
And know it better than they do.
Yeah, and start taking these people to court, like what they did to that young man, tasing. He was on the ground, wasn't even doing any tasing him anyway. Now, his family or him, you go into that courtroom, I mean, go into the law books, learn the law, and come back and kick those people's ass with the law.
If you've seen the video, essentially the officers in this video assault the man.
Exactly. And you know something, we're also kind of afraid, well, we go to the law, they got the courts on our side. But we must confront them with the truth. And if the judges sit there and look the other way, they're just going to embarrass the court. They're just going to embarrass themselves, you know,
yeah.
Really. But we have to arm ourselves by knowing the law and know that Constitution. That's how we must. That's the solution that I see that will work.
Well, ignorance is no longer bliss, Malcolm. That's for certain. And I appreciate your call. Great insight into the call, and I appreciate your phone call tonight. And thanks for listening. There was a new poll out by a group called the First Amendment Center, and in it it says 55% of Americans believe that the U.S. Constitution establishes a Christian nation. And 56% believe that the freedom to worship, i.e. the First Amendment, as you choose, doesn't extend to all religious groups. What Malcolm brings up is a solid point, is we need to know the Constitution. We need to know the law. Now, you might be awake to a lot of things that are going on in the world, the fact that these people in the end want us dead. But if we don't know the basics, the fundamentals of what this country is founded on and based on, we're in trouble. And furthermore, if we've got a population out there that is this dumb and not able to know what the First Amendment of the Constitution is, we're in deep trouble, folks. Back in a minute, we'll talk with Dave in Arizona on the other side. You're listening to The Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Here on the Midnight Rider. Tonight it's open lines. It's me and you talking about solutions. Me and you had a dog named Boo. Thanks. Our number tonight is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you would like to join us on the program, I'd be more than happy to have you with us tonight as we're looking at solutions to our problem. You know, when you get 56% of the population that doesn't even know what the First Amendment is about, we've got big trouble. I mean, this is where our population is so dumbed down. Lucas in the chat room took a video camera out today in Austin. Patriot, the Patriot Mecca, was asking people on the streets about different things, and one person told him that the First Amendment was the Bill of Rights. The entire Bill of Rights. Let's go to the phone. Dave in Arizona, you're on the program. Welcome aboard.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, sir.
I don't usually call into radio shows, but I've taken two occasions lately. One occasion was last week I called your show. And I just like to offer you some suggestions.
Please do.
Anybody that thinks that you have a constitution and a legal right to do anything on the face of this planet is under a serious delusion. Secondly, anybody that thinks God is going to save them or Allah is going to save them or Buddha is going to save them is under another serious delusion. If you think you have some constitution or legal rights, go talk to Mr. Brown and his wife. They've been in court and they have no options. They're sitting there waiting to die. That's exactly what they're sitting there for. And they will die. If people do not remember Waco, if they do not remember Ruby Ridge, you don't have any legal rights. There is no legal recourse. Now, I'm going to suggest to you, and people can disagree or whatever they want, but I'm going to tell you the hard facts. There is only one way, and it's not turning this around, because if you ask black people about the 40s and 50s, they're not going to be so thrilled about the Constitution, as they call it. And when you go back, I heard another gentleman talking about Martin Luther King. You know what the hell happened to Martin Luther King? Where is he? He's dead. What happened to Malcolm X? He's dead. What happened to John F. Kennedy? He's dead. Do I have to continue on? There's only one way to make a boy leave you alone. And it's to make that boy know that he's going to have to put something down on it.
Right.
And can't go out here. We can't go out here. I can't go out here. You can't go out here and fight with this military and fight with the police that's armed to the teeth like the military. But what you can do is you can look at yourself in the face and say, what's going on over there in Iraq? We got one of the most powerful militaries in this world. What's happening to them? They're getting their ass kicked.
They're being torn apart, piece by piece.
They're getting their ass kicked is what they're getting. And it's because these people are going about it one at a time. They're doing what needs to be done. They're taking care of business. And I assure you that's the only way it's going to happen here. Most of the conflicts and these kinds of things are only settled by probably less than 10% of the people.
Yeah,
and at some point, there's going to be a situation, and I fully expect that Bush is not going to leave office. Okay?
Yeah, Dave, that's kind of one of my fears, too, is I think that come January 20th, 2009, we'll still see him there, and there'll be no inauguration day.
What you will see is there won't be any more elections. He will be the permanent. They've written about this. I mean, we didn't take serious what they said about the PNAC and all that. They've also written about him being the final dictator. Okay? These people are mad. They are.
Oh, of course they are.
Mad.
I mean, we've got a guy sitting in jail that's a federal prosecutor that flew all the way to Detroit to have sex with a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah.
That's how mad these people are.
What's that tell you? A guy is a congressman. He goes up and goes in a bathroom and tries to solicit sex from the law officer, and nobody's got him in jail. I mean, these guys have been molesting kids for years. Nobody's
right.
Got them in jail. They don't go to jail. So what I suggest to you is that when he does declare martial law, there's going to be folks like myself. They're going to have to take care of business. And
I understand that, too.
I full well expect to have to do that. Now, would I like to live out the rest of my... I'm disabled.
Right.
But if I have to crawl, and if I have to tear the boots off of them, we will get this done. But it's going to be hell, and I full well suspect that people are not even going to do what they need to do, protect folks like me and others who are going to have to take care of business. We're going to have to fight them, too. But you can't go out and hurt people either. What you got to do is you got to go after the infrastructure. You got to take out what these people use as their comfort zone. They've got to know that their comfort zone is going to be removed from.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to walk around and just have fun either. So, you know, there's certain targets that you look for, and there's certain things you take out, and that kind of even, it's like a little guy that's 5'2". And another guy is 10'4" and weighs 800 pounds. There are always ways to equal out. But if you think it's going to be done without putting something down on it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's I understand. All. Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You know, if we're in a situation where, you know, we've never had rights, or we no longer have them, but only the illusion. You know, I've often wondered if all of this hasn't been just a huge charade for somebody's benefit. You know, Francis Bacon had talked about making these American colonies a model country that would help bring about the New World Order. And you wonder, you have to give pause to what Dave is saying, that in the fact that that's a definite possibility, that we've never had rights in this country, and that all of this has been a big charade, and we've been played for suckers yet again. But how do we go about this? How do we fix this? Yeah, we may have to go into the streets, and we may have to fight, but I don't want that. I don't want that for my kids. Folks, we're human beings. We're the most intelligent thing on the planet. And we should be able to come up with solutions to take these yo-yos out. The easiest solution would be, hey, you meet me in Washington on such and such day, or you meet me at the state capitol on such and such day, and millions of us converge and say, you ain't leaving. You're not going to get no food. You're not going to get no smokes, no liquor, no women, no boys, no nothing. You're done. And I got an escort over here that's going to send you back to the house and put you in jail. That's how it gets done. But everybody thinks that it'll be handled in an afternoon, and we're going to go home after being at a protest for a couple hours, and we're going to go back home. Folks, the Revolutionary War lasted a long time. And I sit and I see this stuff, and I see what's going on, and you're going, oh my gosh, we've got people getting tasered for asking questions. Alex Jones put in jail for hollering 9/11 was an inside job with a megaphone when it wasn't even an arrestable offense. This is where we're at. And folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. It just starts from there. When are we as Americans going to come up with solutions that we need to stop this? I mean, it's not just on the issue of the fact that the Constitution's gone to hell in a handbasket. Let's talk about the economy. This economy has been engineered to fail. The dollar is on life support, folks. And the only reason it isn't dead is because there's no do not resuscitate on it. And they're going to hold on to it as long as they possibly can. We're in Iraq for oil, for control of resources, and to fight the battles for Israel. And then eventually to start World War III so we get it all going. And man, does the military and industrial complex love a big room. Got to have these weapon systems come out. And Dwight Eisenhower warned us, even though he was butt buddies with Prescott Bush, he still warned us not to let these idiots and fools have too much power. And what do? We sat back on our candy asses and we did nothing. My generation has failed this generation, and the generation before me has failed mine. Because, oh, well, we just had this little panacea that everything was hunky-dory and great and grand because we were watching Lucy and Milton Berle and later on Happy Days. Josh in Tennessee, welcome to the program, sir. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. Talking about having rights, yeah, at one point in time, we probably did have them, but we gave them away.
Right.
You know how many people don't vote? Most of the people around my neck of the woods, when I ask them who they vote for, most of the biggest response I get is they don't care.
Right, because they know they're all corrupt and voting's not going to matter.
Even if you do vote, they'll just rig the election, and you know, whoever counts the votes is who decides who wins. You know what I mean? It's getting to the point, like that poor kid, you know, that they tasered half to frickin' death, and everybody just sat there and watched.
Yeah.
You try that in my neck of the woods. As a matter of fact, the whole world needs to pay attention. When they do stuff like that, rush them.
Yeah. What part of Tennessee are you in, Josh?
I'm just south of Knoxville, a little town called Maryville.
All right. My dad comes from Huntsville, so I know that part of the state.
Right.
And if somebody steps on your land or messes with somebody you know and does something, you got the whole darn bunch on them.
Got that right.
Now, you know, so what happened here? What turns us all into a bunch of pansies that we won't stand up and protect what's ours?
Well, we got censored is what happened. At one point in time, we could tell people our opinion and it was okay. And then, you know, they gave us all these censors. We had to be nice to people all of a sudden. The American public got pushed out. That's what happened. Yeah. With war, that's the way it is. What makes the American public is what they don't know. My father was in the military for 25 years, my granddad for 32, my cousin for 5, I know. They all came back sick and dying.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a big problem. It's not just, you know, here over the last 10 or 20 years. This is stuff that's been going on for a long time. And people, I guess, they just stepped out of it and decided they didn't want to, you know, make any decisions anymore. You know, that's why people don't vote anymore. They don't want to talk about politics. They don't want to hear all the bad stuff. You know, I try to talk to people about 9/11. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is because of the level of accountability they'd have to take, because we're responsible for that. You want to know who we got to blame? Not just these corrupt officials we have in office.
Right.
All of us need to take a look in the mirror.
Exactly.
And I really don't think we're going to get this country back until we have either one, another civil war, or, God forbid, we end up in another world war.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think we're going to have to just about all go back to the Stone Age before any of this is ever going to get resolved.
Well, Josh, maybe it'll teach us to care about each other again, because right now we don't give a hoot and a holler about each other.
Got that right. I got two kids, bro, and I don't want this for them. You know what? I'd rather die out here in the street shooting it out with these thugs who's, you know, tasering people for no reason than I would have them come kick my door in and jerk my kids out of my house.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Anyway, I'll let you get on with your show, bro.
Hey, Josh, thanks for the call. Well put. All right. Maryville, Tennessee. Yeah, my dad's from Huntsville. And it's a courthouse down there. I remember as a kid looking at this plaque of men had fought and died in the Revolutionary War. The last name of Chambers. It has stuck with me for years, you know, over 30 years. And I can visualize that plaque right now. Not only men who died in the Revolutionary War, but died fighting for the Confederacy and the Civil War. But Josh brings up a good point. It's accountability, folks. When are we going to take the responsibility for it? When are we going to start caring about our fellow man and loving our neighbors ourselves, folks? That's what it boils down to, is the fact that we're so caught up in what we're doing on our own that we don't give a rat's butt about our neighbor next door, the one behind us, or the lady across the street. We don't talk to each other. Go into a store and stand in line. Nobody talks. You can't even get the cashier to talk anymore. Other than, did you find everything okay? No, I didn't. They don't want to talk. The only ones that will talk are kids in a checkout line. Or teenagers if they've got them running the cash register. But other than that, then nobody talks. Nobody averts their... nobody looks you in the eye. They avert their look, like down. I see you looking at them. Nobody... There's no eye contact. There none of this, can I help you get your stuff to the car or anything like that? No, no, no. See somebody in trouble, try to help them out. No, we don't do that anymore. Folks, I had to walk one morning. This was about, late 90s. My car broke down. It's pouring down rain.
So I get out of my car, and I'm walking to the nearest exit. I'm passed by two highway patrolmen. At about 5:45 in the morning, as I'm walking down the highway in a pouring rain. Finally, some old guy in a beat-up pickup truck picked me up about a half a mile from the exit and drove me on to where I needed to be. And I was able to go back and get my car later in the day, but we don't care about each other. People can sit around and just die. Story of a lady in a convenience store. She was stabbed. People just walked over. She lays bleeding on the floor. Somebody gets a snack cake. Somebody even takes a picture of it. But nobody stops to help. And she dies there on a cold convenience store floor. Because nobody gave a damn. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
One, two, three, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's also been simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, and I'm very glad that you're with us tonight for this show. We're talking about solutions tonight. What? How do we fix this? How do we make this better? How do we put things right? Well, we've had rights before or we didn't. In fact, that's immaterial at this point. Is we have a set of, we have this Constitution that we are told is the law of the land. Yet those in power don't follow the law of the land. So how do we get this back? How do we put this right when you've got a populace that doesn't even understand what the First Amendment is about? 56%. Folks, 56%. That's more than half. Large percentages of the population don't even know who the freaking vice president is. But they can tell you who voted, got voted off Survivor. Or they can tell you the statistics about their local sports team or the big university. But in things that matter and have consequences, they cannot tell you. So how do we get this information to a dumbed-down population that has stopped thinking, that doesn't think anymore, that they just go through the motions, that don't pay attention? Have you noticed that when you're out in traffic now, you're more likely to come close to having a wreck every day, if not having a wreck? I tell you what, when it's about school pickup time in my neighborhood or the start of school in the morning, don't be in a vehicle because nobody's paying attention. Nobody's looking around. Nobody's watching. They just put the vehicle in drive and they go forward. I'm literally hit in my own neighborhood almost 10 times a week. Nearly hit 10 times a week. And it always boils down to somebody just looking around, not paying attention, or talking on their dadgum cell phone. And we're not smart enough to multitask anymore. I'm sorry. And it's like we're a people that just goes through the motions. There's no passion. There's no breath of life left in us. It's like we just, we're the little automatons. Go to work, go home. Go to work, go home. Friday night, have a beer. Drink myself silly. Hate my wife, hate my job. What about these kids? Oh, God. And so we need to find some solutions. How do we wake this population up to join us? And the second question is, how many of us are there? Because, I mean, you know, you hear numbers bandied about, but are those numbers real? How do we know? Is anybody taking a membership list? Lord, I hope not. But how do we know who's out there? If there comes a time where support needs to be rallied for some reason, and we say, folks, you've got to be here now, how many is going to show up? 50? 60? Or 500,000? Or just 10 or 20? Serious questions for a serious time. Hour one is done. Back in 70 seconds, this is the Midnight Rider. The number to join us on the program is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443.
It's true.